The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Just 4 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome in. This is the time where we transition over to the David Roddy Show, presented again by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And it has been since Saturday, December 11th. It seems like a while ago, especially when CSU was playing game after game after game. The last time we saw this Rams team out, they beat Mississippi State 66-63. And then COVID concerns, of course, as we're hearing throughout the country, both at the college level and the national level, hitting some teams. So no Tulsa game, no Alabama game, and the Rams looking forward to conference play. David Roddy, my friend, how you doing first off, and how's the rest of this team doing?
Yeah, doing well. The rest of the team is doing well, getting better every day. So, it's a unique situation that we're, accustomed to from last year, but, we're doing well.
So, I hate to even say something like nothing too serious because it's COVID and we know how serious it is. But you guys, like you said, you're doing good. A lot of this perhaps more precautionary as, again, we're seeing throughout the college landscape and the pro landscape. So fair to say maybe perhaps more precautionary?
Yeah, I would say so. We just want to keep everybody safe. We've had a great, first 10 games of the season and want to preserve that for as much as possible for the rest of the, for the 20 more that we have to play. So, just staying safe and understanding, our health matters, more above everything else.
David, can you take us through that process too? Obviously going Saturday, the Tulsa game and then Alabama. What was that like? When were you told? How did that whole thing go down?
Yeah, we were, we were preparing to go on the flight Friday. So we got up that morning and had a little walkthrough and, we extended the flight a little bit due to some news. And then, we got, word, I think about 45 minutes later that, hey, we're going to cancel this game and try to hope for Alabama. Worst came to worst in the next 2 hours, from when I woke up that day. So, waking up that day, understanding like, hey, we're going to go to Tulsa, we're going to get a win. And then, 2 hours later, we're shut down. So, that's just the sign of the times that we're in. And, we're just trying to grow from that.
Talking to David Roddy. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And you and I have joked so much about your crazy schedule, too. I mean, to start November 9th against Oral Roberts, it seemed like you guys never slowed down from that point. It was every other night for a while. You were obviously in St. Thomas. You've been at so many different neutral sites. I don't think you've had like a true away game necessarily yet. So it's been a monster schedule. And then it just comes to this screeching halt. Like I said, the last time you guys played was against Mississippi State on December 11th.
Yeah, it's a unique situation, right? Coach Medved, is probably upset that we're not practicing right now. But, we're upset that we're not playing. Coaches are upset that we're not practicing. So we both don't get what we want right now. But just understanding again, like, hey, just using this time off to, rest, get healthy, heal some nagging injuries, as well as, mentally just be like, hey, just mentally staying locked in, as well as, it's okay to take a little break in understanding, and reevaluating what, you as a person need to do and improve on is pretty huge as well. So, just trying to flip the perspective and, using this as a time to, get better mentally.
So, David, what does that look like as far as what you're told, at least right now, when you guys get going and resume practice? And then, of course, Tuesday, December 28th, you guys start Mountain West play.
Yeah, I haven't really heard any news about that. I just do know that, as soon as we get back, whenever that may be, it's just try to get our win back as fast as possible and get our rhythm back as a team. I feel like that won't be as challenging as it was in years prior, just because, we're a great cohesive team and, we got a lot of veterans. So, we know how each other plays and everything. So just getting the win back and just getting that, team chemistry back pretty quick, before that next game. So, that's really what I've heard so far.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, now we're looking at this going, well, these veterans, these team leaders that have been through this already, that's going to help get these teams through it. We're already there. It's been 2 years, right? I mean, we're talking about what that was like when it first happened and where we are now. Do you look at that and say, hey, we've been through it, so that certainly helps maybe the mental aspect of this little pause?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we're basically as much veterans in college basketball as we are with this pandemic. So, you know, understanding, you know, hey, it's a part of the job and it's a part of, you know, everybody's daily lives. And, you know, it could be a lot worse. I know a lot of people and a lot of families who've had, you know, much worse impact on their, you know, daily lives than us. So just understanding that and just, you know, being grateful for the situation that we're in and then just trying to move forward. You know, with the news and with the circumstances that we have. So, you know, having that veteran leadership as well as, you know, a great culture is super important for us right now.
It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I mean, I'm guessing you watched some basketball last night. You see Alabama lose to Davidson. How does that grab you, David? I mean, do you look at that and say, man, that could have been us, or do you try not to even go that route?
Yeah, you know, it was a great game. You know, I definitely thought about it a little bit to see, like, man, you know, that atmosphere, it was such a great atmosphere, you know, in Birmingham. And you know, just that game was a lot of fun to watch. You know, Davidson is a super, super experienced team. And, you know, I'm really a fan of the way that they play. They play really hard. They play fearless. And, you know, they understood the magnitude of the game, but understanding, like, hey, you know, they're a great team as well, and they can compete. So, you know, they pretty much dominated the whole game, and it was actually fun to watch a little shootout going on. So, you know, just understanding that, hey, it wasn't our time. You know, maybe we'll see them, you know, in the tournament or something like that. But, you know, there'll be a lot more games that, you know, are quote-unquote big games. So, you know, we're not too worried about it. You know, it's a bummer, but you know, we just have to move forward.
Yeah, you're right. It was a great game. And probably, like you said, an opportunity to take a step back and reflect. But it's strange, too, because fans look at what you guys are doing, David. History, right? I mean, 10-0. You moved up two spots and you didn't have to play any games. So that was kind of cool, right? You guys move up 21. But you know, fans look at that and say, man, we're in the midst of this historic season. We're going. And then a little break here. I know fans are just chomping at the bit. I know you guys obviously are chomping at the bit to get back to what we all kind of believe, at least so far, is quite the season. A lot of history being made for Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time, you know, to be a CSU basketball player as well as a Ram around the country. So, I mean, man, the fans have been so amazing over this past year or 2 years. I mean, even when they weren't even in the stands, I still, you know, heard everything over social media and everything. So, you know, just having them, you know, just to stick with it, just telling them to stick with it. You know, we'll be out of the dark soon. So, you know, just stay with it, and you know, just we'll just enjoy this rest of the season, because I believe, you know, we can do something special still.
And did you see, I mean, how do you guys feel about that, too? You're 23, and then two no games later, you move up two spots to 21. I mean, I you know, obviously teams in front lose, things like that happen. But, hey, you know, with all the kind of rough side of it, at least there's that. You're moving up, and you don't even have to play.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just happens. I feel like, you know, some other good teams probably lost. I was pretty shocked when I saw it, but yeah. You know, hey, I'm not complaining. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that part's exciting. And again, I know you're right. So many diehard fans out there just absolutely love this basketball team, and we'll be ready no matter what, whenever you guys are ready to start. And again, if that New Mexico game happens or what that looks like, fans will be ready. We'll be ready to get going. How about the rest of the Mountain West Conference, David? When you look around, there's some good teams. Obviously, Wyoming's putting together a very good season, a nice non-conference schedule for them. Fresno State comes out of this thing 9-3. San Diego State. Bottom line is there's going to be a lot of good conference teams. You guys are, of course, sitting at that top, predicted to win this whole thing. But you know that these teams are looking at it saying, all right, here we go. Conference season's coming up. Game on as the chase continues in this conference, which should be a lot of fun for us to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to play. This conference is you know, just as good as any conference out there. So, understanding that and understanding the amount of fun basketball that's going to be played over the next 2-3 months is going to be a lot of fun to play and watch.
Yeah, no question. These big matchups coming up. I know obviously every conference game is going to have its own challenges for you guys, but Boise State shortly after the new year begins. You're looking at Utah State. I know they're expected to do some good things too. Obviously, Wyoming way down the road, and San Diego State way down the road. But there's going to be a lot of these games that I'm circling right now. Obviously, I had a lot of non-conference games that we were circling, but when you look at the Mountain West, I think. Man, there's going to be some good teams. There might be a couple of teams that do get those at-large bids as far as going to the big dance.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just because of their strength of their non-conference already, just based off of what they did already, there might be two or three teams for sure from the Mountain West this season. And you'll see that around the country as well, just because, it's a COVID year. So, teams are more experienced and, guys are, star players are coming back and everything for the fifth year. And so it's definitely a prime time for college basketball. I can say that 100%, just because, there's a lot of overall in history, there's a lot of what ifs if, a senior had one more year. But now they do. So a lot of those what ifs are becoming clear now.
That's a great point, too, because you do see that where guys decide to go to the NBA or whatever, and they're still trying to grow within the game. But if you stick around an extra year, which all these guys are like, hey, might as well, you are seeing a lot of seniors or second-time seniors reach that perhaps that full potential. And that's kind of an exciting aspect of the game, David, is you do get to see a lot of these guys grow even more. More than maybe they would have, and instead of going to the NBA or overseas or what have you, where there's growth there for sure, but seeing them grow within this program, that's kind of cool too. And I think that's why college basketball is going to be even more exciting, especially as we get to all these conference games heating up.
Yeah, I 100% agree. There's again a lot more experience in the college basketball area, so and it's super fun to play in those atmospheres. Again, just like Moby. After COVID and everything, and going on the road and having sellout crowds out there as well will be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, well, we're pumped for you, man. But again, like you said, first things first. Everybody take care of themselves, and the basketball will come eventually. But we've been through the drill. We know what to do here. So we'll be watching out. We'll be seeing what the schedules look like. But at some point, we know we're going to get back to Colorado State Rams basketball. David, are you ready? We're going to take a break, and we got a lot of questions loaded up for you. By the way, my friend, a lot of stuff for getting to know Roddy. Are you ready for that?
Man, I'm excited. I'm always ready.
These guys have been bringing it, man. There's questions. There's great questions. There's questions that are like, where are you guys coming from with that? But that's why you're here. You get to answer those and help us out a little bit.
Awesome, man. I love it.
All right, we'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Getting to know David Roddy is coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, it is time to, get to know David. We got some great, great stuff pulled up already as far as some questions, so we're excited about that. And David, are you ready to rock and roll, man?
I'm ready, man.
Okay, let's do it here first. I got several in the text box. I got several on Twitter. I'm going to throw this one out first because this is our sponsor. Crazy Carl's Pizza makes these unique shows possible. Okay, they want to know about pizza here, obviously. Crazy Carl's Pizza. North of the Border specialty pizza or the jalapeno popper pie? Follow-up, can you trust someone who doesn't like cream cheese on pizza? Have you tried either one of those, David?
I have tried the jalapeno popper one, the pie. It is great. I'm not really a fan of too much spice. It's like on the border between too much spice. Like I need just water and milk. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. So And I cannot trust somebody who doesn't like cream cheese on their pizza.
I mean,
they
have done some unique things with pizza, and it's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's so good. So I mean, we're doing Crazy Carl's Pizza. I think we're doing it for Christmas Eve. So they have changed traditions in our house, man.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's a story, actually. So my freshman year, when I first came here, I went over to a friend's house, and they ordered Crazy Carl's with cream cheese on it. And I was like, cream cheese? What are you talking about? Like, it's on pizza? You can put that on pizza? So I tried it myself and became a believer then. So, man, it's very, very unique, but it's actually really good on pizza.
So I'm with you. I was a traditional, like, pepperoni, that's it. I'm not getting crazy. But since I've gone to Crazy Carl's, I've tried a little bit of everything. And yeah, with the cream cheese there, you're like, I didn't even know that was there. I just ordered it blindly. And now I'm never going back. Never going back, man. So I'm with you. All right. This one's from Coach Max. What advice can you give? Oh, very specific here. 11 to 12-year-old kid that is just starting to dream about a college basketball scholarship. What should he or she be focusing on? It goes by so fast.
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I would say just to have as much fun as possible. Be a kid. You're 11, 12 years old. Rome wasn't built in a day. So this is really where you start building your foundation of who you want to be as a basketball player. So I would just say, man, just have as much fun as possible. Watch as many people as possible. And play as much basketball as possible, really. It doesn't have to be, you know, super strict with skill or drills and everything. Like, you know, free, just play. Just go play with your friends and you know, maybe get some skill, initiate some ball handling and shooting and everything, getting those foundations and fundamentals down. But, yeah, just go play. You can have a dream of playing at that young age, but, you know, hey, you still have a lot of time. So that's definitely my advice.
Well, and I remember, I think one of our first shows, David, you had mentioned, man, when you were playing basketball growing up, you would just be cracking up. You'd be smiling. You'd be laughing because you were having so much fun playing basketball. And, I mean, I got to imagine people watching you as a young kiddo doing that. That's just pure joy, seeing somebody enjoy the game that much. So I think that advice kind of lines up with how you played the game.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, just understanding, like, hey, you know, you're in middle school. You're only in middle school once, right? So just understanding that and, man, just have as much fun as possible because, I mean, I still miss those days of middle school and just, you know, getting onto the scene of basketball and first traveling and everything. So, you know, it's a great time. And, you know, you're going to build a lot of memories with a lot of friends. So just, you know, have as much fun as possible.
Very well said, my friend. Cam's chiming in. What is the furthest you threw the shot and disc? And which of the two was your best event?
That's a great question. So I think, my shot put throw was 55 feet and 9 inches or something like that. And then my discus, let's see, unofficially was like 185, but on paper it was like 170.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, you have the record in one of those, right, for your high school?
I have records in both.
You have records in both. Okay, so which one was your favorite, then? Follow up on that question.
To be honest, my favorite was discus, just because it goes farther, like, when you throw it, so, like, it looks cooler. So, and the technique's a little bit different. I love the technique of discus where you, you know, spin and everything. So, I would say discus for sure.
When did you first, like, your first time doing the discus? Because I always thought it looked complicated. I didn't do any of the complicated stuff. I always thought the discus looked complicated. When did you first say, man, that's something I think I could definitely do?
Yeah. I mean, I was really thrown into it. Initially, I just wanted to run track for conditioning for football and basketball. But, you know, the throwing coach was like, hey, like, come over here. You need to throw. Like, you're big enough. You're strong enough. Like, you need to throw. So when I knew I could do it well was actually at a meet. I actually got the school record in my first meet, and I messed up the throw but the throw came out perfect. So, like, I got, like, it was, like, 140 or 144 or something like that, and I actually got the school record on my first meet without even doing anything. So understanding that, and I was like, hey, I'm going to – this seems fun. Like, I want to see how far I can do this. So I think that's where it really – you know, birth my love for track and field.
That's awesome. Well, here the follow up question to that: any thoughts of joining CSU track? Dude, you know what I've noticed about you, David? You're so athletic that a lot of our listeners and a lot of fans of your show will ask you if you want to play football, track. They want to see you play every sport. Can you make that happen?
Can you just do
every single sport? Because I think everybody wants more David Roddy.
Man, I wish I could do it. I wish I could physically do it, but I physically cannot. So, to be a part of that track team would be, you know, amazing. They're an amazing track program. They always win and everything. So, you know, just to be, you know, just even a practice with them, I'm just very curious on, you know, how they could correct my technique and everything. So that'd be an interesting thing. I would love to work out with them maybe for one day.
And I love this too. Another thing about you is you are so big into other, you know, do as many sports as you can, as many experiences as you can, because that could ultimately help out whatever your favorite sport is, whether you're going to the next level, to college, whatever, pack as many as you possibly can in there. And you can tell just by talking to you, you know, you love football, you love track and field, and your love for basketball, and that's just kind of a true athlete, isn't it? I mean, there's so many guys that specialize in certain sports or positions, but you're one of those guys that you just kind of like it all.
Yeah, I mean, I just love competition, you know, at its you know, true form. So anywhere I can find competition, I'm most likely there. So it's just an awesome feeling.
Got this one from Rory. Favorite arena to play in, of course, outside of Moby Arena.
Yeah. Man, that's a great question. There's so many great ones, especially in the conference too. You know, Utah State is always a hot, very, very hostile place to play. You know, they always have 10,000 plus when they're there. Even in COVID, they were only allowed 1,600, and I mean, it was like 10,000 were there. So that's a great place. Viejas at San Diego State is always a great place as well. You know, they were number four in the country when we played them on their senior night with Malachi Flynn. So, you know, as a freshman going in there, it was just, man, it was crazy to see. And so, I mean, I know it'll be packed, you know, the next time we go there. So, you know, those two places are always a good atmosphere to play in.
Yeah, special places there for sure. I can't imagine that side of it. Okay, well, here's the last one then for you. Least favorite arena to play in. You can plead the fifth here and no comment if you want, or you can shatter someone's dreams and say what's your least favorite.
You know, I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Okay.
I'm gonna plead the fifth. The only thing I will say is there are some arenas where the court is like too old. It's literally too old. Like you're gonna get nagging injuries in your feet, your ankles, your calves, like just because of how hard the court is. Or how cold it is. Like, they blast the AC in the winter, and it's just like, why is it so cold? That's all I'm going to say.
I played small-town high school basketball. I remember going to some gyms, and it was like, why is it freezing in here? It's hard to get warmed up. I can't imagine that being the case for college, but it does happen.
It does happen. Believe me, it does happen.
All right, David, we're going to take a quick break. We do have some news to get to on the other side, and we'll see if we can discuss it with you in a moment, but we will take a great break. Man, people are bringing it. I love all these unique questions. I have a couple more, but we'll save those for next week, too. Some great stuff. So we're going to be catching up with you in just a moment. David, appreciate you always answering those questions. You do fantastic. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, man, I love doing this. It's amazing.
All right, man, we'll take a quick break. 31 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we had a great Getting to Know David segment. I did get a notification via Twitter during the segment, so obviously wanted to wait and reload over here for David. I saw this tweet from Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and a great CSU insider. He tweeted this out moments ago or half an hour ago. The Colorado State men's basketball team won't play at New Mexico on December 28th. He writes, big question now will be if Mountain West sticks with current forfeit policy or changes. Kevin says, I do expect it to change, but we'll learn more soon. Most likely next game is January 4th against Air Force. David, my friend, what can you tell us about Kevin's tweet?
Yeah, you know, it's news to me as well. So, you know, just matching up, you know, the 10 days, you know, with people, you know, still in quarantine and everything, you know, it didn't seem too clear that we were going to play. But now it's pretty official. So, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, we're waiting as much as you guys are. So, you know, hopefully they change the policy, which I think they will, just be based off of, you know, vaccine status with everybody around the country and everything. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you are seeing other conferences change their policies, too. So that's got to bode well, at least for the Mountain West to do the same thing, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You know, I think it was a, you know, they just wanted everybody to, they didn't expect everybody to get the vaccine the way they did that are playing college basketball. So, yeah, I think that policy will change in the near future.
It's very interesting. And again, you know, it's one of those things, David, and this is why, you know, I asked you at the beginning of the show. It's like, do you know if you're going to play that New Mexico game? Have you heard anything yet? And that's kind of the way this is, right? You kind of assume, I guess you kind of assume nothing, even if it's on the schedule, until you know for sure one way or the other.
Yeah, again, it's the sign of the times that we're in, right? You know, even last year, we just played it by ear the entire time, you know? I mean, even back last year, you know, when we were on the court warming up to play against New Mexico the first time, you know, we went back to the locker room and they're like, hey, you know, one of them is feeling symptomatic. One of their coaches is feeling symptomatic. So, you know, let's just not play. And, you know, it's kind of the similar way. So we're pretty used to it and we're pretty adaptable. And, you know, that's really what COVID has taught me and, you know, the rest of the team and is that in life, you know, life is going to throw punches at you. And, you know, you just have to be ready and prepared to adapt and be resilient.
Yeah, no question. Again, I think the big thing is here is as fans are getting this information going out. And again, I don't know that CSU has put that out publicly. That, like you said, you hadn't heard that officially on your side or whatnot. But yeah, wondering what the conference is going to do because, as you said, with the vaccination rate and everything, you got to try to make this thing fair because now we're at this point where it seems like it's going to happen. We can't be throwing forfeits out there, right? I mean, that's the tough part.
Yeah, man, I hope not, man. That would sting, yeah. You know, just to how hard we worked. So, you know, hopefully, you know, my fingers are crossed, and, you know, hopefully I'll hear good news soon.
Yeah, well, David, appreciate you jumping on that one with us, too. And again, it's tough. This is kind of how it was. Gosh, I remember when everything happened. I mean, you refresh Twitter, you refresh news outlets, whatever. Things are popping up like crazy. Game camp. I mean, we saw that last night with, you know, in Boulder, as far as they were an hour and a half until tip-off. They canceled that game, too. So you're right. Sign of the times. This is where we are. I also caution fans, like, if you're going to buy tickets, be ready for that. You know, be ready because there's a possibility that could happen.
Yeah, and just stick with us too. You know, it hurts for everybody, you know, to not be playing, and to fans to not be supporting us. But I would just say, just my message is just to stick with it. Just let the storm pass. You know, and by March, you know, we're not even going to be thinking about this, you know, little delay in our season and in our success. So, you know, just stick with us, you know, just, you know, look after your families after the holidays and just be safe.
Well, I think that's a great point. Bottom line is there's great things happening that we really haven't seen with Colorado State, with what you guys are doing. And so you're right. Stick with this program. Be cautious and look at everything going forward. But and as you and I talked about off the air, on the air, a lot of this, yes, is very precaution side of things. It's just taking all the necessary precautions to make sure there's no doubt that you're going to keep student athletes safe. So it's not necessarily like, oh, the end of the world. Oh, my goodness, we're having a complete stoppage. It's more or less, hey, now's the time where we can try to get ahead of this thing. And if we have to, you know, go on a week or so, a tiny blip on the radar, so be it. Like you said, in a few weeks, whatever, we're going to get right past this thing.
Right. We're definitely protecting our future right now. So, just having that in the forefront of our minds is really what's, you know, getting us through this.
All right, my friend. Well, so that was what was going to be next. This is the segment where we say, what's next for Colorado State? We think Air Force at this point for January 4th. I mean, that's a ways away. But again, man, I feel for you guys. You're such a joy to watch. You're a joy to cover. And I know all of your fans, those fans that listen to this show, that go out to Moby Arena, that follow you guys from afar, they're thinking about you. And they know what's more important at this stage. They'll be there. They'll be ready to watch you guys get back at it.
Yeah, man, I'm super, super excited just to see everybody again and play in front of everybody.
All right, man. Well, we won't press you much further on this stuff, David, my friend. Always love doing this show with you. What does it look like for you? What does Christmas look like for you now? I mean, what are the plans?
Yeah, so I'm actually home right now in Minneapolis. So,
awesome.
Took the long drive out here and got to spend time with my family. So really just getting everybody back and just trying to, you know, just have a really relaxed Christmas. You know, usually we usually travel everywhere and you know, say hi to everybody. But I feel like this is going to be a more, you know, low-key kind of Christmas, which I like. I'm not really I don't really want to go out to, you know, grandma's house every single time, you know. So, hanging out and spending quality time with my family is just a huge thing for me.
Hey, dude, I'm right there with you. The low-key chilling out with, you know, the ones closest to you. I'm all about that stuff. Sometimes those can be the absolute best Christmases, too. So, man, be safe. Enjoy your family. We absolutely love hearing from you on this program. It's a pure joy for us, man, to get your insight, to learn a little bit more about some of these fun questions that people are asking. And then, of course, to follow you guys along. I know it's a weird spot right now, but we'll be excited. We're off next week, and then after that, we'll get back at it. And I predict we'll be talking about some basketball.
Oh, definitely.
All right, my friend. David, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. And we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Go Rams and happy holidays.
All right, man. David Roddy. There he is, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. That show each and every week, except for next week. We're both off next week. I'll admit, when I asked David to start the show, I was asking specifics about that New Mexico game. And Michael, you heard the same thing I'm hearing. He's kind of like, you know, we'll wait and see. We don't know anything just yet. And they probably did or didn't, maybe at that point. And, you know, David's kind of thinking, hey, maybe the official news was more or less news to him. But again, it's not necessarily official. Kevin is pretty damn official. But I'm just saying CSU has not put out that for sure just yet. Kevin Lytle, though, is our trusted source when it comes to all things Colorado State. Again, posting the Colorado State men's basketball team won't play at New Mexico December 28th. And of course, he goes on to write, big question now will be if Mountain West sticks with current forfeit policy or changes. You got to change it. You have to change this. This is going to, you cannot give a team that's, because what's happening now is that there are teams and players that are vaccinated and you're still running into some of these issues. Brooklyn running into these issues when we're looking at the NBA. So you can't do this. And again, how devastating is that going to be for CSU if they can't go against New Mexico and they're going to give them a forfeit for that? No. You got to change this. You are seeing a lot of conferences come out and say things like, hey, we're changing that policy. We're going through with it. But I guess we're going to find out. A couple of people, I wanted to read some of the questions to Kevin on his Twitter because I'm sure you're going to have some. Somebody's, is it a waiting 10-day thing that causes this game to be missed? Honestly, don't understand why they will punish them if they have checked all the boxes. That's a great question. Kevin goes on to write, yes, that's why it won't happen. And yeah, I agree, things have changed since the policy was put in place. So you got to change the policy. Hopefully that comes sooner rather than later. You got to help. This is better for the Mountain West. You're going to screw CSU for this situation? You just can't do it. 45 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Thanks for joining us each and every week as we talk to David Roddy with the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's pizza 45 minutes after. It's the whole show now on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Whew. I did not expect to be talking to David Roddy about another game, like right on the air. You know, we're in the middle of getting to know David, where we loaded up. We love to get listeners asking questions to David. And then I see Mr. Kevin Lytle's tweet go out. Like, oh, do I ask this right now? No, we wait. So we wait, and you know what? It is what it is. I hate saying that. But it's, man, I know that there are bigger things than basketball, but this is a sports show, and that's what we talk about, is sports. So if we're just from the sports standpoint, what a bummer. What an absolute bummer for CSU right now. Again, let's hope the Mountain West does the right thing and changes this damn policy. Because there's no way CSU should take an L or a forfeit for this game coming up, or that was supposed to be scheduled on Tuesday. There's no way. And if that's the case, boy, get ready. Will that be taken into consideration at the end when it comes to March Madness? Will people look at that and say, well, yeah, they did have that loss against New Mexico, but it doesn't count because that was a COVID thing. Or do they just want to go? They're going to look at the L. You got to change the policy. Got to figure it out. It just sucks because CSU is doing some amazing things. They are one. I mean, again, this is the top 21 team in the country. And you do look at it, and you're just so absolutely bummed that they've just had a stoppage at this stage. But you know, this is how it goes. This is where we are. That's kind of the nature of this beast, really, since 2020. And we knew we weren't out of the woods with this stuff. You started seeing it on the pro side. You saw it with, well, talking about the Nuggets. You saw it with them going up against Brooklyn last week. And they still have that game. Like, is that going to be rescheduled? That's going to be a monster. NBA, it's hard to reschedule those. Okay, I wanted to read this from Kevin, because we're going to get Kevin on tomorrow. FYI, if they keep forfeit, it doesn't count on the NCAA record. So it wouldn't impact that net ranking. Okay, good. Would be used only for Mountain West standings, which, of course, could have a huge impact. Isn't that dumb? It doesn't work for the NCAA ranking or the NCAA record, but it does count in the Mountain West records. It's the NCAA for you. But it could have a huge impact either way. Okay, thank you for that, Kevin. Kevin will be on the show tomorrow. We will not have our college hoops tip-off show. Boy, I wonder why not, Michael. There's no Rams game that tipped off recently or apparently next week. So we won't have that program tomorrow, but I will have Kevin on to discuss this in detail. Maybe we'll have some more news tomorrow as this thing goes through. Figuring out what the Mountain West will do. Because either way, you're right. If as you're saying, it doesn't impact that NCAA record, wouldn't impact the net ranking, but it would impact the Mountain West standings. You got to fix that. And if you're the Mountain West, CSU is carrying the torch for you. They are carrying the torch. You need to give, I mean, nobody's going to say, oh, they're catering to CSU if they fix this thing. No, it's just this is the right thing to do. I mean, CSU has been, from what I'm told, I mean, pretty much everybody there, right, on the basketball team, vaccinated. So, I mean, how are you going to punish these teams for that? I think that's a very, very slippery slope here. And again, you want to make sure you're taking care of this situation. And not just for CSU, but again, that should help you push the fact a little bit more to get out of this forfeit thing. You know, that was, I get it. That was put in place when this all happened because they wanted to really push and incentivize people to do the right thing, not go out, wear your mask, all those things. But as we're seeing, you could be doing all the right things and still get it or come in contact or whatever. I get that now. And trust me, I know CSU. I know Nico Medved. I know this program. I know that they do the right things. That sometimes doesn't matter. Look at Brooklyn. They're pretty damn strict there, right? In New York, they're pretty damn strict with their rules and regulations on COVID. And yet Brooklyn has to have they had to cancel or postpone or whatever the hell they're going to do. Two games so far? So again, that's the nature of this. And I like, you know, what David had to say. He's like, this is the sign of the times. This is where we are. You got to be used to it, but you have to eliminate the forfeit thing. Because again, it could impact the Mountain West standings, which that could impact the even bigger things. Where you're seated in the tournament and all that. I mean, it's, boy, going to be tough to navigate through. We will get Kevin on the program tomorrow in the 12 o'clock hour. It'll be our last show, my last show, for a few days. I'm off, obviously, Friday, and then I'm off all of next week. So we're going to recharge. We're going to get set for a 2022 like we've never had before on the whole show. Continue to grow this thing. We love our wonderful hooligans that are allowing us to do these fun segments with David Roddy. And yesterday we had Bodie Hume. And just talking about the topics of the day. Hopefully, I was hoping we'd get away from cancellations and postponements and all that. But that's where we are. So trying to wrap my head around all that. Well, we'll do it. But we do appreciate the listeners rolling with us each and every day. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. It's not too late to go answer that one. Who's more likely to be back next year for the Broncos? Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, Drew Locke, or Teddy Bridgewater? Go answer that one. It's available at thehullshow.com. What is it, Wednesday? What do we got tonight? We got Betting Across America coming up next with Mr. Pritchard, Mike Pritchard. It's a great show. Get you set for a busy weekend. The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, who's absolutely cracking us up at the Christmas party last night. My goodness, my cheeks still hurt from laughing. And then we've got the UNC, we got the Nerd Show. We got the Nerd Show at 5 o'clock, the UNC Coaches Show at 6 o'clock with Jerry Schimmel, Steve Smiley, I believe. Dalen Kuntz is going to be out there as well. It's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.